Hello, what is your name, sir?
My name is Eric Leonard.
Okay, hold one moment.
Hold up that one.
The Honorable Mr. Louis Kawetis will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Mr. Leonard, can you hear me?
Yes.
Just give me one second here. There we go. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, I'm Eric Leonard, 312-179.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 27th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Seeing no lawyer with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. We have a four-member panel today. At the far end of the bench to my left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Now, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Leonard and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Mr. Leonard, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of your supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about July 24th, 2017, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated August 1st, 2017. Mr. Leonard, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 31st, 2017, as a written directive was given on July 27, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Leonard, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Leonard's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Just one second, Mr. Leonard, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing. During that phase, you will have a chance to speak to the board in detail. Okay, we're now moving into the second phase of the hearing. We will determine if your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. So if you'll just remain on the phone, We will come back to you momentarily for questions. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Leonard was released from DOC custody on June 29th of 2017. He was arrested on October 4th of 2017 by the Salt River Police Department on his Chicago work status and possible new pending tribal charges. He was returned back to our custody on October 6th of 2017 with 65 abscond days with a community supervision end date of January 31st of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, discharge of firearm in city limits, 1 year, 6 months. And 2016, prisoner assault with bodily fluids, 1 year, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-4, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is STG and gang information noted that on July 29th of 16, he self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang, the Westside City Crips. He has a moderate disciplinary history with fighting and assaults on inmates noted. Other arrests, 2009, aggravated criminal damage, AZ juvenile probation. 2009, participating criminal street gang, AZ juvenile probation. 2009, aggravated assault, AZ juvenile probation. 2009, participating criminal street gang, AZ juvenile probation. And 2009, disorderly conduct, AZ juvenile probation. And he has a community risk score of G4, V5.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Leonard. I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the prison system with an approved residence at 3887 North Dobson Road in Mesa, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
The city is listed wrong. It is Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay. Thank you. And so again, it was 3887 North Dobson in Scottsdale, Arizona?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And no other residence was reported, so was that the only location you lived when you were outside of the prison system?
Yes, sir.
Did you have any work when you were outside?
No, sir.
For the programming, you referred to the task screening center for random urinalysis with the color code olive. And the only record we have is that you failed to provide a urinalysis on July 24th, 2017. So what happened to cause you to fail your urinalysis or fail to give a urinalysis?
I just forgot to call one day. There's no, just to find that, I forgot to call. Got a notice at my house where I was at that said that I violated condition, whatever number it is, producing a urinalysis at task. On that paper said to report to my parole officer on Mesa Drive in Mesa at, that's the 27th, I can't remember what day specifically, and I did refrain from doing that also.
Okay. This is what appears to be your first time in the adult correction system. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
You were missing from community supervision for 65 days. What happened?
Believe it or not, sir, I was actually still at the house that I was at. I got custody back of my two daughters, so my time out was with my daughters. No one ever showed up to the house to come and arrest me. If they did, I would have been at the residence with my daughters, because the mother of my daughters gave me my girls back after I was released, and I was watching them from the time I was released the day after to the day I was arrested in Salt River.
Well, sir, with you having your freedom and only having been in the prison system once as an adult, why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer?
Honestly, sir, I've had a history, as you guys stated, from 2009. Like, it just was still acting childish. I was still in that mindset that running from the law or running from any authority was the thing to do. Now that I look at it, it's not, because I'm back in here, and like you said, I'm in an adult prison system now. It's not just juvenile hall type of thing anymore. It is a higher, I guess, level of custody, I guess.
Yeah, 1 second, Mr. Leonard. Yes, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to note that on 7/27, in regards to leaving a violation letter, that was their attempt to reach him. It was left at the residence, which says he did receive. And then also on 8/7/17, supervising officer Anthony Oliveri sent out two absconder reduction program letters, mm-hmm. once again giving him a chance to come and turn himself in. And one was sent to 3887 North Dobson Road in Scottsdale, and the other 1389 East Oak Street in Mesa. So he should have received those if he did not move. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. And just give me 1 second here, because I need to strike that Mesa address. Okay, back to you, Mr. Leonard. So you were missing for 65 days. I'm hoping that if, regardless of how this board votes today, that you'll learn something from this. It's been our experience that when people are coming out of the prison system and they work with a parole officer, parole officers are pretty flexible. I can't speak for all of them, but they tend not to violate with the slightest mistake. They actually work with you guys as you're coming out, and I think it's just a good lesson for you. You're a young man, hopefully with a bright future ahead of you, and I think you've said some things that show some growth, that you recognize that this is a maturity thing, I think this should be a big turning point for you. That's what I'm hoping for. You were arrested by the Salt River Police Department. What happened for them to make contact with you?
They said it was an illegal turn. So, and I didn't have a driver's license. And they pulled me over, and I didn't have my daughters with me at the time. I gave them my full name. They ran my name, said I had a FOG warrant, fugitive of justice warrant, gave me a chance to contact my mother to pick up my daughters, and after that, I was taken into custody.
Were you having any problems with alcohol or drugs when you were outside of the prison system?
No, sir. No, sir, not this time, sir.
Sir, if this board voted to return you to community supervision, what would be different this time? How would you behave?
This time, sir, is happening. What happened with me, not choosing to, like you said, I am realizing at this point in my life that it's not just fun and games anymore with the, like how I kind of saw it was with the juvenile system. This time, in the adult system, that you can get a lot more years, a lot more time within prison, and that actually does scare me. I still was kind of afraid, I guess, to cooperate with authority figures, because as a younger kid, I just always would run from my problems. I'd never stand to face them, to fix them. I would just run. But now it's turning out to the point where I miss my daughter's birthdays. I'm a father now, and I need to accept that as a responsibility, and to also cooperate with any authority figures to live in society as a normal person.
What about your past connections with street gangs? And I only ask this, and I'm usually careful about asking questions about gangs because they're not always factual when we receive information that someone might be affiliated with a gang inside the prison system or out in the street. I try not to make that a central issue, but what I am concerned about is the company you're keeping. So who were you hanging out with when you were missing from community supervision? Because that's a big thing.
Yes, sir. I was, like I previously stated, I was at my mom's house watching my daughters. I don't like, even as a young man learning how to be a father, I still would not have that type of thing around my daughters. Any of that gang stuff I did before, which that has changed my mind about a lot of things. When I was released, I was contacted by members of my gang. I actually was in placed in the hospital because I denounced them. I got stabbed in my left arm, and because of that, I ended up in the hospital as Honor Health Scottsdale for about a week, and I had to have surgery on my left hand. But at this point, I have refrained from talking to them, and doing so, they acted against me, and I was placed in the hospital.
Do you, I think you said you weren't working. Do you have opportunities for work?
Yes, sir. The Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community will hire any tribal member before any other outside person comes looking for a job. So the Workers Investment Act, the WIA program in Salt River, will hire me even with my record, with the tattoos I have, where they will find a place for me to work with and that I can work for.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Okay, Mr. Leonard, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you would like to share?
Yes, sir. I would just ask the board for another chance to prove to myself and to everybody else that I can change, I can make a difference. And I'm hoping the board would grant me that chance to do so, even though I was previously given the chance to, but now I realize that I can't be acting so juvenile anymore. I need to realize, grow up, and take responsibility for myself.
Thank you, Mr. Leonard. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, especially because you can see and hear us, and we operate under the open meeting laws, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with a decision. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Leonard. And thank you for being so pleasant with this board.
Thank you, sir.
Fellow board members, I think this is a unique case. He has what appears to be close to 2 months left, a flat time before he completes his prison sentence, which is relatively short. I want to say, because I think there are circumstances in which encouragement is appropriate, that I like what I'm hearing from him. He's only 23 years old, he's a young man. I think he has made this transition from dealing with a juvenile justice system to the adult system, and sounds like he received quite a wake-up call when he was on the outside. The problem with absconding from supervision from one voting board member's perspective is we just can't account for the 65 days that he was missing from community supervision. So as much as I want to take it at face value, I want to believe that he was just at his mother's house and taking care of his daughters. And he sounds like a pretty straightforward guy. We still can't account for it. And it is, at least one of my common phrases, is a violation of the spirit of community supervision when someone disappears and we can't monitor their safe transition back to the community. Although I'm hearing great potential from Mr. Leonard and I want to encourage him. So my feeling right now is only 2 months left for, I think it would might serve Mr. Leonard best if he took advantage of this time to put together a plan for his return to the community, hopefully have the support of his tribe, and be able to be a good parent to his little girls and a productive member of his community. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I would just note that the failure to submit a UA was because he forgot. And when, or that's what he said anyway, and when you're on community supervision, you really need to pay attention to things like that. That there are very few conditions that are placed, and that's one of them. So in addition to the abscond, just the kind of forgetting to show up for a UA, but also on the positive side, I think he's got a lot to live for with his two daughters. So I would agree with you that I think the time is best served, and that way when he's done, he doesn't have anyone watching over him in about 2 months from now. I think it best that he would just remain where he is.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse, and I agree with you. This is at least what I mean when I say I think this was probably quite a wake-up call for Mr. Leonard about the adult world and responsibilities. Any further input from full board members?
I agree with the two of you. I think that, yes, he's on his way, but they have some great programs out there at Salt River, and hopefully he would take advantage of them once he's out, for the 2 months. I think that that would be a great opportunity for him and for his kids, for them to really take advantage of some of the opportunities that they have out there, and then he can become one of the leaders out there at Salt River, because they need some good leadership out there, some good young leadership. He's 23 years of age, and he's at the right age if he can just stay clean.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes fall, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W2655, our discussion with Mr. Leonard, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Leonard was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal laser company, inasmuch that he did not follow the instructions of his community corrections officer, and we could not account for his activities for 65 days. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Leonard, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on about January 31st, 2018. We really hope that you'll take this as encouragement. You heard the discussion, and this board, I find this a very high level of integrity from this board in our discussions and the decisions that we make. I'm very proud of this board, at the decisions that we arrive at. And as one voting board member, I see a great deal of potential in you. You communicate well for yourself. I think you're coming to some conclusions right now about your own journey and your own maturity. And I think that if you just take advantage of these last couple months to put together a plan for your return, you could be very successful when you return to your community. So we want to see you do well. And you're reminded that when you're released on January 31st, 2018, you'll be free and clear. There'll be no community corrections, no parole officer. You'll be able to pursue your own plans and interests, and we hope the best for you. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we thank you for appearing before this board today, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leonard.